Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can't decide if we're united or divided on the 14-year-old girl topic here. Are we?
Whoa.
Can you
let's just
specific?
Let that sit. Yeah. Let's get a look at traffic. Here's Aaron. No, it's a 14-year-old girl. Lost her door because she wouldn't stop slamming it.
Yeah.
She was warned.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Repeatedly. She was punished repeatedly. And she still wouldn't.
How does everybody in this room feel about the door slamming? This is going to sound snobberish, which is kind of my MO. I have solid core doors in my house.
Yeah.
If you slam that door and anybody is anywhere near it, they could lose a limb.
Amen.
It's terrifying. Yeah. To me. So I like once put a pencil in the door and had my son slam the door. And it just snapped it.
Smart.
In two. Immediately he was like, oh, wow. And I'm like, yeah.
If you, I'm so jealous of the solid core doors.
Yeah, because slamming the other doors.
When my dad came to our house the first time, he's like, oh, hollow core doors. Just that little comment, I've never forgotten it. Now, every time I close the door, I'm like, God, what a piece of junk. Why did I buy this?
You can replace them, like one at a time.
I've looked into it. Not cost-effective.
But like, here's the problem that I have with it. I think if she keeps doing that, you have to take it away from her.
The door.
Which is what the parent did. They were like, you just don't get the door.
Yep.
She's 14.
Privacy. There's things.
They put up a curtain.
It's not the same.
I wouldn't even put up the curtain.
Like, you lost it.
You were warned. Like, having your privacy is a privilege that you have been, like, not taking. You haven't had the responsibility to take care. I feel like I'm talking about the Berenstain Bears book. With privilege comes responsibility.
Okay.
And you have a responsibility to do the right thing and to maintain your privilege. And if we've given you warnings, you continue to act this way, now you've lost the privilege.
But you don't want to see or hear. I mean, I'm speaking as a 14-year-old boy. If it was a 14-year-old boy, I would not want to take his door away. I want him to be able to be in that room and take care of business.
Ooh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Even for like a week?
14-year-old boys can get a lot done in a week.
Yeah.
And it's like,
if they needed to have a closed door, they could go to the bathroom.
I guess, but I don't want to have to blacklight. I want to concentrate. I want to concentrate
one
that damage
only.
To yes. So like, this is the room.
Well, I have the hollow core door, so I can't do the snapping. I'm going to do the demonstration to my daughter, and she's going to go.
The door will break.
Exactly.
You can, like, pre-break a pencil and like,
yeah,
have it ready.
I don't think they're wrong in doing it, but I just think there's times where it's like taking your kids. If your kid is screwing up and you take their phone away, I get that. But then they're going to school and they don't have their phone, and you're really punishing you. Because
yes.
Then you can't
yes.
tell them where you're picking them up. You can't talk to them about, like, if there was an emergency at school or they had an allergic reaction or something. Like, you're sometimes the punishment is too much, and like taking away the door while it sends the signal you can't slam it at all anymore, But then they have zero, a 14-year-old girl should be able to go in there and like be with her thoughts and have, like, you got to take something else away from her.
Well, I agree. She should be able to do that, but she chose not to. She didn't listen to the warnings. Like, so there has to be a punishment. And I think the punishment has to match what it's like. We've talked about before. There's the girl who had bad grades. So her mom shaved her head to punish her. Well, that punishment doesn't match the action at all. So that doesn't make sense. So
but
the kid's not going to understand.
When she's got bad grades, like, get eye speculums and make her sit there and look at a textbook all day long, like she's on Clockwork Orange.
You would take away other distractions that are taking away from schoolwork, or get her a tutor or something like that. Like,
but I think that that mom in that case was she had bad grades because she was consumed with social media. So she's like, you're not going to be pretty for social media anymore. You'll stop taking pictures of yourself now that your head is shaved. So you'll buckle down.
But that's also more, granted it's not permanent, but that's the only word I can think of, because it takes forever for hair to grow back. Yeah. You can put a door back on its hinges immediately.
So everyone in this room would just take that door from that 14-year-old, no matter what.
You said something a long time ago that on one of your birthdays or Christmas, your parents got you a bed. And you're like, they owe me a bed. They have to provide me a bed. This isn't a gift.
It didn't feel like a gift.
Though your parents, do they owe you your privacy? Do they have to provide you with privacy?
I think once you reach an age where you're going to do private things, they do owe you that.
Wow.
But you're also at the age where you should be respecting the property, the area that you're living in. Like, and that includes not slamming doors.
Can't we just make her sleep on the couch or something? I don't know what the right punishment is, but I just think
it doesn't feel right taking the door.
Like, she can go in there as long as she closes the door quietly, but maybe she doesn't get to sleep in there. Or there's something else, but you can't take away a place where she could go in there and just
be safe.
Jesus, they were putting cry rooms on universities so college kids could be like, I'm overwhelmed and I just need to walk into this weird little janitor closet and like,
yeah, it's soundproof. We're good. Love it.
That's all I think that she should still have that. Because she's obviously got some pent up anger. That's why she's slamming her door. Take something else away from her. I don't know what it is.
Or maybe find out what's wrong and try and help her from that angle instead of just as a result. Oh, you're right.
What was just I burn the house down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.